Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 6, 2025, and we have a great mix of leadership and management headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Investor News Breaks, Alliance Entertainment, AENT elevates 7 key leaders to senior VP roles. Alliance Entertainment Holding Corp, NASDAQ AENT, has promoted 7 seasoned executives to senior vice president roles across its sales, fulfillment, IT, finance, and legal departments. The move reflects the company's focus on accelerating growth in licensed collectibles and physical media through operational efficiency, exclusive content expansion, and a scalable, capital-light fulfillment model. CEO Jeff Walker praised the newly appointed SVPs for driving innovation across core functions, including data infrastructure, automation, and financial strategy. Chairman Bruce Ogilvy added that their elevation reflects the company's confidence in their continued contributions as Alliance advances its position in the global collectibles ecosystem. Shares of Alliance Entertainment were trading up 5.81% at $5.28 on Wednesday morning. Interview with Louis Rogers, CEO of Capital Square. Louis J. Rogers, CEO of Capital Square, founded the company with a vision to create the best real estate investment firm. He manages DST programs for investors seeking property for tax-deferred exchanges and offers investment banking services. With over $8 billion in assets under management, Rogers leads a vertically integrated operation across DSTs, opportunity zone developments, build for rent, and REIT offerings. Through Capital Square, he has launched 9 Opportunity Zone funds with nearly 2,000 multifamily units in the pipeline. Rogers has transformed the firm into a nationally recognized platform for tax-advantaged real estate development and investment, focusing on delivering financial returns and community impact. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.